So I'm going to invite the children forward, and you all may be seated who aren't coming forward. So Penelope and I are going to sit, so we're including you all, but also speaking closer to the kids. And Penelope's chair went all the way set up. Sorry. Come on up. Oh, there's our baptism girl. Yeah. Emma, come on up. I'm as excited as you are.
Have a seat.
All right, let's pray first. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Okay, I want all of you, to take a look around in this church. I want you to look side to side. I want you to look up. I want you to take a deep breath. Breathe in and smell. I want you to listen. Okay, because I have some questions for you all. She's okay. You sit right here. She'll be fine. She can't get lost. She's in the church. So I wonder, Mom's going to go get her. You stay right here, Lucas. So I wonder what you see and feel and hear when you come to church every week. Do you think about the light that comes streaming in through these beautiful windows? What do you smell? I smell the aroma of flowers. You know what? And if you smell really carefully, it's almost like you can smell wax. The wax that has burned from the candles that have shown the light of Christ for generations. And if you take another smell, I can almost smell the old wood of these pews that have held people as they have sat and heard the word of the Lord, as they have pulled up on them to stand and sing hymns and to receive the gospel. I can almost hear the words of the hymns that inscribe themselves on our hearts. I can hear the joy of the uninhibited love that kids have for God. That restless wondering, that awareness that God is all over this place, in us and in each other. I can feel the generations of people that have come here and poured out their hearts in joy and in sorrow, and the times they're scared, and the times they're excited like Emma is for today. Those who have gone before us that are part of the communion of saints that we love and see no longer. And if you haven't been in this community for a long time, I invite you to think back to the other faith communities that you've been in your life. Maybe it's been in other Episcopal churches. Maybe it's been in other denominations. Maybe it's been in other faith traditions. And think about what it meant to be in a space with other people and be on a journey. Again, I want you to look around. Adults, this is probably harder for you than kids. Literally look around. I know we're in church, but take a look to the people around you and the people in front of you and the people behind you. Because this is who you're walking your faith journey with. This is who, especially when you feel like your faith might be so small that it's the size of a mustard seed, you've got these people. We have these people around us to kindle the fire of God in us. For me, that always includes children. You always kindle my heart to remember the strength and power and beauty of God. Because together we're on this journey to learn how we as the church can be people of love and of hope and of light. Because that's what God wants us to do. I'm going to ask Penelope to share what her experience here at St. John's is.
Okay, thank you. Hi, everyone. I'm Penelope Hall, and I'm an eighth grade student at Homix Middle School. My family has been coming to St. John's for the past 8 years, ever since we moved here from Seattle, Washington. And St. John's has made a big difference in my life, and I know lots of other people's lives too. So today I'm going to talk about how St. John's has made a difference in my life, and I'm going to show you guys some pictures that I have of St. John's making a difference. So I'm going to first talk about the St. John's Choir. So this is me in the choir, if you want to pass this around.
Here, Bridget. She was like y'all's age.
Yes.
It's a long time ago.
I was like a kindergartner.
That's you with the red folder?
Yes, that is.
So I think two people that look alike you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the other girl looked kind of like me too. Yes?
Can I see Bridget?
Some of you go to school here, too.
Sylvia? Wow, that's fun. So I sang the St. John's Choir.
Just look at it.
And I love singing in the St. John's Choir and making beautiful music with my friends. It was one of my favorite things to do. I learned so much from St. John's Choir. I went on to audition and make All County Choir and sing in that for 2 years. And I loved just presenting and singing the first Sunday of every month. And it impacted me personally, but also it impacted others. For example, one time after a service, I had a woman come up to me and her mom just passed away. Now that must feel like that's a sad time. And she told me that hearing our voices really healed her and helped her to get through that tough time. So that really meant a lot to me. Another way that St. John's has impacted me is the friendships that I made. Like, you guys might be friends. When I was your age, I made some really great friendships here at St. John's. So we actually started a mother-daughter book club. Yeah, that's me. Want you guys all share it? You'll all get a turn.
Share it with your friends behind you.
Yeah, and then, yes, that is. I was your age. We have a mother-daughter book club. We read books. We discuss it over tea, family barbecues. Even though some friends from St. John's who I met when I was like a first grader moved to Connecticut or New York City, we still get together about 5 times a year, and it's really fun. And these friendships, they last a lifetime, so it means the world. Another really great opportunity here at St. John's that I've participated in is the Midnight Run. So here you can pass this around. This is me making sandwiches and soup for the Midnight Run.
What's a Midnight Run?
So the Midnight Run is when you can make soup, sandwiches, donate clothes, and everything you donate goes to the homeless people in New York City who aren't as lucky as all of us to have clean clothes, food, shelter, all the things that we take for granted. So it's really helping those in need and helping them get through their tough times. And it's really a rewarding experience just knowing that the food that we make and the lunches and dinners that we pack, that they're going to people who aren't as lucky as us to have clean clothes, food, people who love us, and a warm, safe place to stay. It means a lot. Yeah?
Is that you?
Yes. That's me. I'm making sandwiches. Yeah, I keep passing that along. Another great experience that I recommend everybody here to do is Beyond Our Walls. So here, this is my sister and I. We're helping out at Beyond Our Walls. We were actually painting.
Where's
so, oh, wow, that's Hallie. That's Hallie. She's in her soul.
Can I see Hallie?
So, yeah, you all get to see Hadley.
Hadley looks so different. Oh, my God.
No. Make sure you pass it to the people in the back, too. Here, yeah, make sure that everyone gets a chance. So, Beyond Our Walls, I've done it for the past 3 years. And whether you're gardening, painting, scraping, polishing, you really do it all. And even though it's a Saturday morning, you might be tired, it means the world to the people in the churches that you're helping, because the churches that we fix up, they are in such great condition as St. John's, and you're really grateful to have such a great church in such good condition, and like it's taken care of really well. You walk in kind of tired because it's a Saturday morning, and you work from like 1 to 4 hours, and you see the smiles on the people's faces, and you know it means the world to them and that you really made their day. So in conclusion, you can pass this picture around. This is me. Make sure it gets to the people in the back too.
Yeah,
at choir. Yeah. I know, I was a lot younger. Yeah, I know. I look like it. So in conclusion, I'd like to state that St. John's has made a huge difference in my life. Yes. And from people bringing dinners to our house when my mom was recovering from surgery to teaching me how to speak in public. Like, I narrated the Christmas pageant when I was probably in third grade, and that taught me so much, like how to do public speaking and how to come up here and talk to a group of people. I learned so much, and I am so grateful for that, and I know that St. John's will continue to make a difference in lots of people's lives, so thank you so much.
Thank you. Why don't you stay up here? I'm going to give you that. So when Penelope shared with me earlier this week what she was going to say, it made me think about when I was your age or younger. In the church I grew up in, we sat. Do y'all ever sit in the same place when you come to church? Or did your family just move all over the place? You kind of go to the same place, right? So we always sat on the aisle of the fifth row on the left. And my dad would sit on the aisle, and then I would sit next to him, and then my mom would sit on the other side of me. My dad was Jewish, but my mom and dad had decided to raise me in the Christian tradition and in the Episcopal Church. But my dad came to church with us every week. And so he would sit next to me, and he would say prayers with us, the prayers that he was comfortable with. And then he would sit and be silently supportive and in prayer while we did the other parts of the liturgy, the breaking of the bread and going to communion. And I looked around and I saw all these people that knew me by name, who loved me, and who cared about what I did with my life. It was that community of people that would later, well, my mom died when I was 14, so I was really young, and I was a sophomore in high school. And that church, those are the people that never let me go. Anytime there was something going on at the church, they made sure I was there. If I didn't show up to youth group, they called me. They never let me go. And those were the people later who were gathered around me and my husband, Kirk, who grew up in the same church, two pews in front of us. Always right there, two pews in front of us. But we didn't start dating for a very long time. But Kirk and I got married, and those were the people that promised to be on that journey with us of marriage. Those are the people that gathered with us when we baptized our children, just like we're going to baptize Emma. Those are the people around us that laid hands on our oldest son, who's now 32. They laid hands on him at age 15 when he was going to move to Belarus to do mission work for years. Those are the people that sent me to seminary. Those are the people that were there when I was ordained as a deacon in the church. The people that are around you right now have promised to be part of your journey. Promised. I don't know if you were listening to the reading of Timothy. It's one of my favorites. When Paul says, I see the faith in you because your mother and your grandmother passed it on to you. Now, as the church, we're family. And the mission of the church is to pass on our faith to our children. But then guess what? You all have a job too. We're called to pass the faith on to everyone. If you have heard me say this, you probably have, and you'll hear it a lot because I say it a lot. I believe that we all need three things. We need to know we're loved, we need to know that we matter, and we need to know that we can make a difference. That's the mission of the church, to feed and fill those needs. We're called to make the love of God known to people who do not know God. And we're called to strive for justice and peace and to respect the dignity of every human being. We're getting ready to make those promises on Emma's behalf, her parents and her godparents. And you know what? We're going to agree to be on that journey with her. And then we agree and we promise to use our gifts together to make a difference. Guess what? Each of you have gifts. As newborn babies, I want you to think about this. Listen really quickly, Olivia, because you have gifts. And then you know what? You can use your gifts with others. You have to go back. Okay, you can go get your brother. That's great. That's what we're in church for, to be together. And so you all have gifts that together we use to make a difference. And when we do that, you know what? We're like that light of Christ. Hey, kids, can you turn around and look at that candle way back there? That's called the Paschal candle. And it stands for the light of Christ in the world. And when we go out in this community with love and hope, we light up the world, God willing, with God's help. Can we do this job? Can we do our mission? Absolutely. Can we do it alone? But what makes it stronger? What kindles it in us? To do it together. So always know you're not alone. You've got a family of faith on the journey with you. And you're on it with us. Amen. All right, let's go back to the baptismal font. I'm excited. I love baptisms.